For Democrats, Republican National Committeeman Dave Ajema really is the gift who keeps on giving. Ajema, former airline pilot and state legislator, seems morbidly obsessed with gay people. He loathes them and seems creepily fascinated by his mythical version of their lives. Earlier this year, he made headlines by posting a scurrilous, wildly inaccurate, and bizarre article about what he likes to call homosexuals on Facebook. The article, by some mysterious figure who claimed to be a doctor, would have been hilarious if it hadn't been so filled with hate. It claimed that gay people commit up to half the murders in large cities and are all horribly diseased because of their filthy sexual practices. It also claimed that gangs of lesbians march through the streets chanting, "Recruit, recruit, recruit." Well, Ajema's at it again. Last week, he told the Berrien County Republican Party that gay people, quote, want free medical because they're dying between 30 and 44 years old. He claimed that when he was a pilot for American Airlines, some employees would say that gay people with AIDS were their partners so the dying homosexuals could get medical benefits. Then, he bizarrely added, those in our party who oppose traditional marriage are wrong. Frankly, I wasn't aware that anyone opposed traditional marriage outside of a 1970-era commune or two. But it seems clear that Ajema is an embarrassment to his party. What is even a bigger disgrace, however, is that his party's statewide leaders are silent on this. Governor Rick Snyder hasn't said a word, nor is the other member of the GOP on the National Committee, Terry Lynn Land, who's running for the U.S. Senate. Last month, we were watching clips of President John F. Kennedy saying, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. There are a few Republicans who've spoken out. Dan Perow, a top strategist to former Governor John Engler, for one. Yesterday, Perow called on every member of his party to reject Ajema's silly, bigoted comments in the strongest terms, saying he has no place in the party of Lincoln and Reagan at all. He was joined by anti-affirmative action crusader Jennifer Gratz, who understands strategically what's at stake. She said, comments like these are hurtful and unproductive and cause those who are on the fence to vote Democrat and never look back. Yet the governor was silent, as was every member of Michigan's GOP delegation in Congress. Today, most people recognize they have gay family members and friends. Same-sex marriage is becoming broadly accepted. The society has come a long way. Something else happened yesterday some never thought they'd see. A woman was chosen CEO of General Motors, long one of the most male-dominated corporate cultures in the nation. Bigotry is no longer cool. But as long as Dave Ajema is the national face of the Michigan Republican Party, they make it clear to the world that they don't understand that. And they may end up paying a terrible price at the polls.